This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
You're watching WGBH2, Boston.
Mike O'Mara, Radio
Pretty
Entertainment.
You can listen to
How about
that?
At TMOSpodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
Now we're going to start off and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
So look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara,
Mike!
Josh Schroeder,
Josh!
And Rob Speedwack.
Oh, Rob!
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
Man, oh man, oh man, thunderstorms and weather down here in Southwest Florida, and I had to leave all my retirees that were looking at me like, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? What do you do? What do you mean? What are you going to do?
What are you doing?
Why are you getting away? We have your money then?
Did you leave your money behind?
You have to.
Yeah, I know.
When you're playing like crap. We play a game where you four guys and you have one set of partners, then another set of partners, then the final set of partners. And I lost with all of them.
Well, that's good. At least you're consistent.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We are delighted to have you here on a Tuesday, the Tuesday after Labor Day. And hopefully your Labor Day was just ducky. I don't want to waste any time whatsoever, but I want to get right into the weekend of two of our principal cast members, Misters Soroka and Spiewak. They from Eastern Europe, don't you know? Both of them. So,
yes.
You know, they lots of
good, strong cabbage-based stock.
Oh, Soroka,
be the next Spiewak.
That's why you guys. That's one of the reason you guys are buds. Is you probably originate from the same part of the, you know, the world. Probably.
Yes, Poland.
Yep.
We spent most of the weekend trying to figure out difficult things like how to make ice. Josh lost
so
the recipe.
Polish. yeah. So here it is, folks. The brotherly weekend of Rob and Josh. You know, you're good for you. I do work, trips with the guys, you know, but this was just a hangout, weekend, based on, two men who have become fast friends and, will be continuing on with, their show.
Fast Polish friends.
Fast Polish buddies. And so last week we were informed that they were going to be spending the weekend in the Outer Banks. And as of yesterday, when we communicated via text, Rob was still there in
yes.
the kitchen sitting across from Josh Soroka. And that's when I informed you, you know, that house guests are like fish, as my mom used to say. After 3 days, they stink.
This is very true. I left very shortly after we texted.
Yeah, that was the end of the weekend.
But now, what you should know is that I think when we left the listeners, they were under the impression that Carrie and I would be joining Josh and Kelly. And that's not how it turned out.
Yeah, it turned out to be a two-person weekend.
As opposed to four.
As both wives decided... it's not going to work.
But to be fair,
that's you know, I could have had 70 different directions the weekend would have. If you had asked me to predict,
yeah.
that both wives would have, because I thought it was a given that Josh's wife would be there because she's there all the time,
it
right?
Was, right?
The Outer Banks.
It was things. It's hard to juggle like kids' calendars and stuff with split custody, and we have a sick dog
get
at
that.
Home
I
and
get
stuff.
That.
So.
The
so
sick
Kelly
dog
decided,
was a new key ingredient. She didn't want to be far from the dog.
Yeah.
Is this, which wife are we talking about?
Well, let's talk just about Kelly first.
Kelly.
And
okay.
then we'll,
Kelly.
The we'll dog, do Carrie's was, answer behavior.
Yeah. Don't answer dog, for him when he's talking about his own wife.
Right.
No.
All right?
As far as my wife, the dog has been very sick, and she didn't want to be too far from the vet since things have not improved.
Wow.
So
what's the matter, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't
like sick dogs.
Depression.
Well, here's the problem. It's stomach issues, but the vet
who hasn't had them.
The vet did the one thing you never want them to do. and say, well, we'll do some tests and we'll do this. And it's stomach issues and maybe the probiotics will fix it, but maybe it's cancer. And just threw cancer out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aren't vets now just like dentists, right? It's the same racket where, you know, they get the medical training and then they have to just screw people for the rest of their life.
Another thing without insurance.
Yeah. And I remember going to the vet with a dog like when I was little. We had a guy in McLean named Dr. Patton who loved to gas animals. He'd just say,
the
I think it's
here,
time.
No one ever won a war.
His prescription was invariably, don't you think it's about time to put that dog down? Mm-hmm. But at least he presented like a knowledgeable doctor. Now, all of our veterinarians.
He lifted his ass up.
No. Presented himself, I should say.
Whenever you say presented to a dog owner, you get a different.
I understand. I didn't. I certainly didn't mean it. But that's another thing that can make a dog very sick. Mm-hmm. But when we take our dogs in, we go to Banfield, which is part of PetSmart, and you have all of the confidence in it of like going to a Starbucks that's in a Target. It just feels like an afterthought, and all the vets appear to be about 15, 16 years old. Mm-hmm. So I think the veterinary sciences are on the down low grade now.
It's also now like when you go to the doctor's where you don't see the real vet, you see all the assistants.
Yeah.
And you see the vet for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just, but it adds to the list of, well, I don't know. You can make a debate. We can't even take care of our own people as far as medically is concerned. So, I mean, don't get us into the whole debate over whether, you know, there ought to be some help for people with dogs.
Do you think we'd take care of people better if when they finish their examination, they got a treat? Like they do at the vet?
Yeah. Like a drink.
Yeah, something. Well, not that for everybody.
Here's your shot of peppermint schnapps.
Good boy.
But then they'd have to drag you to the back room as well.
Ernesto says, my dog died August 22nd, and we had just gotten him on May the 1st. Poor guy had cancer, and the vet thinks they gave him for adoption because they didn't want to pay for the treatment.
Oh, that's horrible.
Wow, the vet thinks that. Mm. Oh, my God.
We always thought that about my grandmother.
Jesus. Was he like this all weekend? I want to get back to the wives.
Well, and I think that's what happened is when we decided, all right, Kelly's going to stay because of the dog. And then I think it turned into Carrie didn't want to be the third wheel between me
there
and
was,
Rob.
There was that, but also Carrie, at least I think in an effort to protect our feelings, she says, I was looking at the weather for the Outer Banks, and there's a chance of rain every day. It might not be ideal, and if it's going to be just you and Josh, you're just going to be inside talking about podcasts all the time. I don't want to. And then she said, I don't want to get in the way. And what she really meant
by
that is,
what are your feelings on the situation?
Well, I think actually it turned out great that she stayed home.
But, we got to do a lot of manly things.
That's not very nice.
But, I mean, after sort of pressing her on whether it was the weather or whether or not she thought she was going to be a third wheel, that's when she said, and you know you and I don't share many common interests. And I said, oh, okay, well, I'll see you on Monday. And I was out the door.
So were you pissed?
No, I wasn't. I was a little hurt by the common interest comment because that's much bigger than the whole weekend.
That's pretty snarky. But then again, you were snarky just now, too, when you said it ended up being better that she didn't come.
Well, right? I think that it would have hampered the good time that Josh and I enjoyed if we had had a third wheel there. Would Carrie have wanted to spend
two and a half? Not a third wheel, your wife, you mean.
Well, in this situation, a third wheel or a fifth wheel, depending.
In this situation, your wife.
Well, Carrie would have probably dragged us out of the arcade.
Yeah, she would not have wanted to spend 2.5 hours playing the X-Men coin pusher game.
So you guys, I mean, that's great. So they had like that. They had diversions for you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And we even toured something historical, Mike. That you
would
have
loved.
We'll get
to that. I want to wrap up this wife thing. So
me too.
Yeah, so both of you were pretty cool without having the wives there, right?
It threw me a little bit because we had both been invited, and this is the first time that we've been able to. Josh has invited us to the house in the Outer Banks a few times throughout since he started on the show. And for some reason, it's just never worked out. And this is the time that we accepted, and we're both going to be there. And I didn't want Carrie's cancellation to make it think that we were less than enthusiastic guests.
Okay.
That's so the only thing.
Okay, I get it.
And then when did you
quit on the weekend first?
Which wife? Mine.
Yes.
Mine.
Okay.
And Carrie was still, I would say Carrie was in play as late as 10 a.m. on Friday, that she had not totally committed to not going yet.
She has it. It's so easy with you. She can do whatever the
fuck. Well, I mean, I knew that no matter what happened, it was going to be the same for me. I was going to drive the whole way. If she went, she'd be sitting in the passenger side surfing her phone, so that's no different. She would. It was actually quite refreshing to make such a lengthy drive without her advising me on driving.
Would she have gone if Kelly was going to be there?
I believe so, yeah. And I think that would have been a courtesy to Kelly as well, because Kelly didn't want to be without her.
Yeah, and that would have given the two of them to kind of leave us alone, escape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They could have done the pool or the beach.
Have they spent any significant time together?
I think a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So I think they'll get along just fine. And, you know, Carrie's a people person. She gets along with everybody.
You'll never know.
Except me.
No, and by yesterday evening, Carrie texted inviting Kelly and I to another event.
That's right.
In a few months.
No hard feelings, certainly. But when I eventually...
What's that? What event is that?
Well, we'll see if
we invite you.
No. Of course he's invited.
Of course.
Carrie's looking into a bed and breakfast for the night before the cruise, so we don't have to travel into Tampa the day of the cruise. And because of that, our bed and breakfast is literally walking distance from Tampa Bay Busch Gardens.
We may hit
the theme park that day.
Because Rob and Carrie don't have much in common. Except theme parks.
Theme parks we got, yes.
And you and Kelly like theme parks. All right.
We do as well.
When finally Carrie made the fist and said, I'm not going, and we already knew that Kelly wasn't going, and I sort of, I would say hesitantly texted Josh. I said, it looks like it's just going to be us this weekend. And he was A-okay with it. Said, fine by me, I believe was the reply.
I'd be the same way.
I'm going either way.
I'd be the same way. And I mean, so now, but I have to be honest with you, now the dynamic being different, you know, kind of the whole, no, I wasn't really focused on any of it. I wrote down the brotherly weekend of Rob and Josh. So I didn't even mention the wives, but I wrote down that I get weird about going. My sister has lived her life going away with friends for entire weeks, vacations, weddings, but I'm decidedly antisocial.
Kathy,
I figured out.
Your sister, is she ever ill at ease when she like goes into a home where she's a guest?
No.
I am always. As a matter of fact, there have been times when Carrie has asked me to fill in on some of her side gigs, like, can you go feed this cat? Can you go water these plants? All these things. And just the very notion of going into a house that I'm invited to with a key to go do something that they really want to have done, to me, is really oppressive. I'm uncomfortable in someone else's space.
You know, I think I know that so much of my life has been filled with, so I've talked about this before, so much of my life has been filled with social events where I didn't have to worry about making an impression.
Right.
Because we were doing a show-related thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was appealing to me because it's like, I'm the guy.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about not being the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then again, I play golf all the time and I'm meeting new people all the time. So I'm always trying to, be part of a group.
Yeah,
you know?
But to see someone last thing at night and first thing again in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weirdish.
That's I don't dig it.
And I mean, Josh and I are as good of friends as you can be, I feel. But up to this weekend, we've maybe spent a total 18 hours in the same room.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, we did some time on the cruise. We've done an appearance at Jimmy's. But we've not spent a lot of time together. So did I have a small sliver of worry that maybe it was going to be a little awkward? Of course, because we'd never done it before. Turns out there was no need to be worried. But
no, you guys have spent enough more time than you know, you've spent with me. So I mean, you're fine with doing that. But, and I think but not having the wives there had to make it much easier. Right?
Yeah, but remember, our friendship
not in,
has been built
not
over,
at bedtime, Mike.
Over this
you
way,
wanted some affection.
Your friendship has been
our
built.
Our friendship's
what?
Been built virtually. It's
That's
been
true.
Over microphones like this and talking in StreamYard.
We yeah, but you, then the, but then you had the amusement park thing.
Yeah, 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 we've done a few things together.
Yes.
Yeah. That's fine.
That's true.
So overall, though, you know, as I said, the whole line of questioning about, you know, whether there were, everybody got along fine, I assume,
no,
right?
Yeah. We had a great weekend, Mike. Mm-hmm. I think the best spot to go, because we got in late on Friday night, the best spot to start telling you about our weekend is being woken up at 7 a.m. by my dad calling.
Oh, wait, I have something before that, actually.
Okay.
Because people that I'm not familiar with the Outer Banks at all. I'm sure it's like many other beach towns, but it's
a little
there
different.
And, yeah, but
a little
it
spread
is,
out, a little narrow.
When you go to it, people that live in the suburbs up here, you just don't get how dark it can be at night. I mean, because there are no street lights.
Yeah.
It is way dark.
Did and, you find the drive when I first went? Did you find the drive a little bit? Well, it's different time though. When I went, we didn't have Waze and we didn't have
I had
everything.
The
Did
most
you find
magnificent,
the drive daunting?
No, I had the most magnificent drive down.
Okay.
Because once you get past the 95, 295 around Richmond Corridor and you're just headed towards the water.
60 something, 64 or something like
it
that.
It is beautiful. There is farmland. It's picturesque. There are little towns. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I'm also, I think what my frustration point was when I went was just it went on and on and on.
Waze
and
is
on
helpful because you get
you know
an actual representation of how far along you're going.
Yeah, you know where you're going and how long it's going to take you.
And I
everything.
Stopped at the world's slowest McDonald's that it didn't even frustrate me. It actually, I found it charming because they just didn't care. Mm-hmm. They were that far away from everything that they didn't care. However, it was Labor Day weekend and there was traffic. So the ride should have been about 5.5 hours. It was closer to 7, which is still not horrible. I had podcasts. I had music. I was by myself. I love my car. But when I got to the Outer Banks, it was dark, pitch black dark. And especially when you get back into the neighborhoods, you can't see anything. And Josh had texted
Friday night.
Yep. And I said to Josh, I'm arrived. He said, this is the code for the door. I'll be there in a little bit. I said, great.
Where were you?
I was talking to
Josh.
I was still on my way.
Oh, you hadn't gotten there either.
I hadn't gotten there yet.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was still driving.
So I had stopped at the grocery store to grab some essentials.
You're such a dork.
Well, no. I mean,
I stopped at the grocery store.
You don't
want to
show up. You don't want to show up empty-handed.
I stopped at the grocery store.
I brought some sodas. I brought some seltzers.
Suppositories.
Yeah. Rob went and got the Oreos.
Ice cream. Huh?
Rob went and got the Oreos, and I went through a brew-through.
So
Brew through. What's a blue through?
It's a drive-through liquor store.
A blue through.
Brew.
Oh, a brew.
B-R-E-W.
Is that the name of the place?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had heard about.
I've never heard of
years.
A brew through.
Never had been to one. It's fantastic.
You were getting booze through. For the weekend?
Well, no,
the
we
THC
were looking
drinks.
We were looking for THC drinks in a particular flavor.
Are you not going to drink alcohol when you're? Do you no longer drink alcohol at all?
Who, me?
Josh Soroka?
Not often at all. No.
Okay, so
every
you're looking for THC drinks
more
to
THC
get high.
THC drinks now.
Yeah.
All right.
So So I got that, and I said, I'm going to go there. And I find, thanks to Waze, it's easy to find his street, and it says it's at the end of the street. But once you get there, it's kind of vague, and there's sort of three houses in a row. And I got the address of one house, and I counted to where I thought Josh's house would be. By address, because as I've complained from driving Uber, people don't label their houses sufficiently. And it is jet black dark outside. Mm-hmm. So I get to the house. I said, there's got to be his house. There's no cars in the driveway. So no one's here. This is it. So I go up to the front door and there's no keypad. I said, maybe he was referring to a keypad on another door. So I walk around and there's a long wooden staircase up to like a deck that goes around the house. And I get up there and there is a keypad. And I said, oh, okay. And I hit it, and it doesn't light up. It doesn't have a battery. I can't get it to start. I said, that's weird. And then I just peek in the window that's right next to it, and there's a bedroom that has got a bed that is unmade and literally strewn with discarded swimwear of the female variety. Oh, and no. I said, this is probably...
There's a creepy man on the porch!
This is probably not Josh's house.
There's a creepy man on the porch!
And then I realized that not only did I go to a house that I have no business being at, by approaching the back door, all of the motion-sensitive lights on the outside have come on, so it's like I'm being spotlighted like I'm doing a show as I skulk down the steps.
Right.
And I get over to Josh's house, and then I get in, no problem. He's not many minutes behind me. He says, how are you doing? I said, I just want to tell you before I forget, your neighbor needs a new battery in their keypad. Because I really... God forbid their codes matched up and I just went in and set up shop in their right. house.
Or so you got there first.
Or, yeah, by not much, by maybe 15 minutes, I think.
So did you get enough time to poke around a little bit?
Yeah, lots of drugs.
No. Did you get a chance to like scope out the place?
No, there was too much time creeping on the neighbor.
Yeah, too much time creeping on the neighbor. Josh had texted ahead. He said, take any bedroom on the second floor. I said, so I picked one, and Mike, you'll love this. Just by total random selection, I picked the bedroom that was handicapped ready. And I realized this because it had an extra wide door and the connected bathroom littered with handles and a shower stool. So,
is there a reason for that? Do you have someone who requires that type of attention?
They used to rent it out.
Oh,
so when you rent it, it's something people want.
So we got there, and that's when Josh revealed, and I didn't know this, and maybe it had been revealed on the show before, is that the house has an elevator.
It's massive, huh?
It is a big... What is it? Is it 30 bedrooms, Josh? How many bedrooms is it?
I think six, right?
It is.
Everybody's asking about the gummies. Everybody's asking if you guys got high all weekend.
No, we chose the beverages. Actually.
Yeah, we went with beverages.
Well, that's in same the thing. It's
yeah, it is.
The same stuff that gets you high. But only
late at night.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were affected when we watched the Roadrunner versus Acme versus Coyote movie, or Coyote versus Acme.
Was that the plan? Or did he that one on you?
Josh was excited about it.
I haven't seen it yet. I've been wanting to see it.
And it was my third time.
Rob wanted to watch it again.
And if you have a THC beverage,
see, there's
it's fantastic.
The compatibility right there. You know what I mean? I'd be like, what?
There was, never that issue the entire weekend.
No.
Right.
And then Josh
it's
also.
Like the same stuff.
He also introduced me to a show he had talked about on the show that I had never watched called Taskmasters, which is a British show. Where they have five comedians on a panel and they make them do seemingly difficult tasks.
Oh, is that the one with the guy that wears the suits all the time? Oh, what's his name? God, he's just toured the U.S. He's all over my feed.
I think you're, yes.
Oh,
yes.
What's the,
Hemin, you know, Hemin the, is, you, him and the partner, they both wear suits and they did just do a U.S. tour.
Oh, God, so what is his name? Commenters, he's a British comedian, and he does audience interaction all
but
the
it
time
was,
during
that
his
was
stand-up.
Another great thing. But
somebody
so
will have it.
We did get there. Josh had the THC beverages. We watched the movie that night. We went. One would think that about a little before 9, it wouldn't be impossible to find a restaurant that was open, especially in like a hospitality town. Like, you know, we were on the outer
bay. It's not.
It is not.
No. It's a get your family to these massive structures and bring your own stuff because you're going to be at the beach and hanging out with the family. That's what the Outer Banks are all about.
There's plenty of restaurants here, but they all close at 8 p.m.
Yeah, they
except for the one that closed at 9, and I know this because when we pulled up, the open sign was lit up. And by the time we got out of the car, the open sign had been turned off. And I said to Josh, am I going crazy or did that used to have a sign that said it was open? He said, yeah, just a minute ago.
Did they like see you walking in and go, turn it off?
Probably.
You know, Mike, probably. And I wouldn't be so worried if then the next day we went to a different restaurant and they had this big open sign. And they took it down as we walked up.
Yeah, so we
it
got
twice, to us twice.
Twice struck by this good luck.
I remember this now. It's coming back to me that you make your own fun when you go to the Outer Banks. It's not a traditional beachy, bar-y kind of place.
There was one restaurant that Josh's dad recommended that it said, no reservations, no waiting area. We recommend you come early. Their kitchen closes at 8:30. So the next night I called at like 5:30 and said, I understand there's no waiting area. When does your kitchen close? They said 8:30, but don't bother. I said, what? They said, well, the kitchen closes, but we're full, so there's no need for you to come. Thank you.
Boy, what a... Yeah. That's a little odd, isn't it?
It was...
I mean, it's not exactly... Like, they purposefully don't try hard? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I mean, they've got their quota, I guess, and they couldn't entertain us. So we went and we spent two times $4 on frozen pizzas, and we ate like kings on Friday night.
Wow.
Because that was really the only
But that's
option.
It. I mean, you kind of do your own thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I remember my memory of the Outer Banks was it was few and far between finding places, restaurants, grocery stores. You gotta kind of haul out to get what you need and then hunker down. And is that the way you find it, Josh, with your joint?
Yeah. I mean, I don't go out much. And we have two grocery stores near the house and shopping centers. The problem was just going anywhere after 8 p.m. because even though it's Labor Day
I couldn't
weekend,
stand
they
it.
Were
it's
still
why my
treating
family,
it as the off-season.
It's why my family always vacations in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know. It's great. That's why that's where you have the condo there.
Right. We did find the Food Lion is 24 hours.
Yes.
Food so Lion. One location. There's a name from the past.
Yes. And it was a lovely, and you can get anything at Food Lion, Mike. If you want food or charcoal or fruit and vegetables or a board game, they've got it all.
Right.
But we had a fine Friday night, then off to bed, and then Josh can take it from Saturday morning, which is really sort of a curveball.
Yeah. Saturday morning, my dad calls me at 7:45 in the morning and says, hey, did you order DoorDash? There's a man on the porch with food. And I said, no. I said, I don't even think you guys have DoorDash here. Someone said, I don't know what's going
Who,
on.
Where was the man on the porch? At your father's house?
At the beach house here, where because, we were. You know, he got the Ring doorbell notification.
Oh,
but
okay.
I just ignore it. I'm like, whatever. I go
so somebody
to bed.
At 7:40 in the morning, somebody's on the porch with DoorDash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then did you find out what it was?
Well, then my dad texts again a little after 8 and says, the man's still there. So I say, fine, let me go figure out what's going on. So I go.
Were
out
you guys
there.
Both like sacking out? Like you didn't want to get out of bed?
I was in bed. I heard eventually when Josh opened the door. But I didn't know any of this stuff.
This is what that sounded like.
It.
All right. It was like,
Exactly.
Except I go and I open up the door and no one's there.
Mystery. So I'm like,
I agree, Daniel. I'd like to know too what kind of food. Well, I would at home, hopefully, breakfast food.
Well, this is all this is all going to reveal itself.
Well,
yeah.
We assume it's so no one's there, so I assume all right, it's clearly the wrong house.
A mistake.
Or somebody's bombing you. You know, I mean, somebody's sending somebody. We've had that. Remember that, Rob? We've had that happen before when we've been places like the beach house, right?
They show
Didn't
up.
Something like that happen. Somebody sends a delivery or something like that.
And
I
it's always a little
happening.
Off-putting because it's if it's anonymous, it's very weird.
Right.
Somebody's got your location, and, you know, because they sleuthed it out.
But I don't think they even have DoorDash here. So
what do you mean here? Like you're in the Outer Banks.
He's still there.
In Kerala. Okay. Yeah, I'm still here.
You mean Corolla?
So it's spelled like the car, Corolla, but the locals call it Kerala.
Kerala. I never knew that. You learned something every day on this show.
It was really hard to learn how to say. It just doesn't fit right in your mouth.
Kerala.
Kerala. Yeah.
So then I go back to bed, and about 10 minutes later, I get a Facebook message saying, hey, I've got breakfast for you guys, but no one's answering the door.
Who got you breakfast?
And I respond with, how do you know where we're at?
Who was it?
And he went to Google and found us. It was Sam Walker. And Sam Walker showed up with
do you know Sam
beautiful
Walker?
Pastries.
He is a big fan that goes way, way back to the old show, as a matter of fact.
All right.
And
He's
like a radio guy, Outer Banks News type guy.
He's
a big celebrity down here.
Look at that spread. That's
and
very
look at those feet.
Very, very chocolatey.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's the picture I sent my dad with the nice feet in the picture.
Josh's feet are at the bottom.
You guys are like going into this defensive crouch.
Oh yeah,
and, I mean, come on now. Yeah. So that's very kind of him to send that to you.
It was wonderful. The pastries were great.
Amazing.
We're very thankful. We then met up with him for lunch the next day.
Yeah.
And met him at a restaurant. Had lunch.
There you go.
So it was a great time.
Yeah.
But it threw us off that morning.
It was a little off-putting.
If you want to know when you guys continue, that's fantastic. That's the type of personal service that people will get.
And
with the still talking team, if you send them a donut, they will come to your home and eat lunch with you.
We will clean your home.
Right.
If you do, your cat in the chat room says,
Lodabar Studio says gay weekend.
It's not. But York Rat did guess the name of the bakeries. It is Tullio's.
Tullio's. Oh, my God. I know Tullio's.
It was very, very good.
I know Tullio's. Don't you know Tullio's?
I'd never heard of it. No.
You've never heard of Tullio's.
And Tullio's I've never heard of it coming down here.
Oh, my God. Tullio's is known for... No, I'm lying.
I'm impressed that someone got it based on that
picture. You genuinely had me going. You really did. What a jerk.
Tullio's is a good bakery.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. And then we started. We didn't want to start out.
I'm sorry. I have to spotlight. I have to beat Lodabar Studio. Still boring.
That's us. And yet, below, stay Barstulo, still listening. So we appreciate that.
Yes, thank you. Don't be mean. Don't be mean. He's
so
fine.
We didn't want to start off with like heading right to the arcade because we knew that's.
I thought you were going to say you didn't want to start out with the sex.
No, Mike. It's all part of the anticipation. That's
gross.
I said, Josh wanted to edge a little bit. And so we.
That's
not true.
Rob can never just stop. You have to push it a little too far.
Yeah, I do.
You got to make it gross. Every
time. Can I just take a pause for a second?
Yeah, I wish
can
you would.
Can I show something to you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so kind of think it's so cool.
Yeah.
Hold on. I thought I flashed it for a sec. Look at this. Look at this sucker right here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. You know who makes that
it's
watch?
Shiny.
Tullio.
Timu.
No, AliExpress, dude.
AliExpress?
AliExpress.
Okay. What's the color of the face?
The thing.
It looked reddish or purple?
Yeah.
Purple.
It's very pretty.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm. I like that. Did Sam Walker bring that for you?
No, it's just I'm stunned at the quality. I'm stunned at the quality of the Chinese are getting.
They make pretty good stuff over there.
It's amazing. Look at that thing. That's gorgeous.
Does it keep good time?
Yes.
Awesome.
Automatic watch. All the bells and whistles. GMT.
Yeah.
It's a GMT. It's a multifunction watch.
What's a GMT?
It keeps time in different spots.
Oh, okay.
Greenwich Mean Time.
Does it have a rotating bezel?
I might be
wrong
about that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great for when you want to know how much oxygen is left in your tank.
That's why it's a diver.
Yes.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize.
So we didn't want to start with, first we did the Producers Club. We did a broadcast from down there. And the Producers Club was fun. We normally do it on Friday. We did it on Saturday. And then Josh took me to a historic site. Would you like to guess what the most notable historic site close to Kerala is?
Does it have something to do with the Civil War?
No, I will give you a hint. It is a national park. Very important place.
Does it, it has nothing to do with the Civil War?
No.
No, it's the Civil War.
After the Civil War. Does it have anything to do with wild horses?
No.
No.
Does it have anything to do with the organization known as Lambda?
It does not have anything to do with that. Nor did it celebrate America before the Civil War. What we like to call the antebellum South. It
didn't
have anything
to do with
it.
Give me a hint, please.
It starts with bicycles.
Yes, I agree.
It starts with bicycles.
I would say it began with bicycles.
Oh, I know what it is.
Yes.
Does it have anything to do with flight?
It does.
Does it have anything to do with Kitty Hawk?
It does. Mike, name your answer, please.
It's the place where the Wright brothers invented the airplane.
Exactly.
We were Now, if I'm in the house,
yeah.
I'm the first one in the car when you're going to see. I'm all in on that. I would be all in on that one. Absolutely.
It is 100% worth it.
I bet.
Very, very cool.
I mean, that is so cool. That is, to me, that is a wonderful, wonderful historical site. I give thumbs up. You plan that all the way along there, Josh?
I don't know how far ahead we thought about it, but it's only 30 minutes away.
Well, Josh had to think of it a little bit in advance because he did prepare a costume to wear.
Daniel
just a hat.
77 says, you all got gay on National Park. What's happened?
What is the matter to this with show? People?
What has happened? What has happened to this show?
But if you've never been, there is a huge hill. You would think that's where they launched the plane. It's not. But the huge hill has this massive stone monument to the Wright brothers, and then they have markers along this field that shows you the length of the first of the four flights.
See, I would be totally into that. And Can you imagine that history? Yeah. I mean, you're walking on that area where these geniuses did this. I mean,
it was incredible. Like December 17th, 1903, I think, and all four flights are marked, and Josh was really making me laugh.
Wait a minute. Wait, why is Clifford Curtis dumping can Mike leave now? Nobody cares. You're done. You don't care. Just go. Is he talking to me?
He's telling you to leave, but you know what? I can just press this button and Clifford can leave.
No, don't kick him out. Don't kick him out. Did you already kick him out?
You sounded like Joe Biden.
No, don't kick him out. Bring him back in.
All right, I'll bring Clifford back in.
I like the conflict. The conflict's fine. What, that I don't care about what? I'm not caring about this story enough?
I think you care about this story desperately.
I don't care desperately, but I think it's interesting.
You liked the curveball of Kitty Hawk. You weren't expecting that.
And I'll tell you, Mike, my favorite part of the Wright brothers is when you go out to the field and walk through the markers for where they landed on each try. It's got four tries marked. And they took turns. One brother went, then the next brother, then one brother. And I can just sit there and picture the brothers arguing about who goes further.
Yeah, exactly.
Who did a better job piloting? So
you suck, Orville. Let me try.
Brokeback Kitty Hawk.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Jesus, people are terrible.
And then after we did that, I think one of the most impressive things is the total. The totally accurate reconstruction of the actual plane. It lets you know just how fragile and little and primitive it was that got them to fly. It's very cool museum.
I want to deal with one of my detractors here. Did you let Clifford back into the group?
No, I don't know how to let him back in.
Okay, Clifford,
I only know how to kick.
Clifford, sorry about that. Because I wanted to know, why so angry, Clifford? Well,
he's
what
having
I do
a
to
bad
you?
Day, I think.
I mean, I hope there's not
probably
that
the
feeling.
Name. I wouldn't like to grow up with the name Clifford. Clifford compared to the dog name, or to the Martin Short movie.
Oh, that's all true. Right. I'd forgotten about that.
Well, what I mean, suck it. We want all the money we can get. I thought everything was fine. Like, I thought the retirement was fine, and I thought the way we're doing this is fine. And, you know, I mean, there are a few issues I have personally. You know, I can tell the listeners this with the new project. Just the listeners should be aware of the fact that I am still awaiting my tribute. So I'm not talking about a Friars Club stand up and pay tribute. I'm talking about my tribute.
Like a financial tribute.
Like a my tribute. Like my honorarium. Envelope, my envelope. Just want to throw that out there. We won't discuss it. No, you be quiet. There is nothing more to be said on it. I just want to let it land. Let it land and be out there.
I want you to know that when we went to the arcade, we did try to win you a watch.
Oh, that's good. Now, what would you like to guess the total outlay?
I will guess that Alibaba watch is
AliExpress.
That's right. I would guess
it's Alibaba, right? Isn't that the
AliExpress? Okay, Alibaba is where you order things in bulk.
Okay,
AliExpress, I would guess, is the individuals.
$129.
Close.
I would guess $109.
Ding, ding. I mean, about 104. You get, you
okay.
Get,
with, well, we you both overbid.
You both went over. But anyway, what happened on Sunday?
Oh, well, that, but just to put the cap on it, we went back. We had lunch together at a table for two and then off to the arcade.
And then after the arcade.
Home? Well,
No, and then. No.
About and 2 hours happened? At the arcade.
Okay.
Then we came home.
Right.
I think we split up for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then made plans to try to go out to dinner again just to be shut down.
What do you
down
mean you split again up? Went to separate parts of the house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right.
Well, I wanted to nap and Josh wanted to pretty himself up.
Oh, God.
Oh, we did. I did win one thing at the arcade that's very cool. Look at this. We got a remote control car, which was pretty neat. But
you bought remote control car?
No, we won it.
Won it with the tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
so
a
we
good
probably
one
spent about $120 to win a $30 toy.
That's but cool.
But Mike, check this out. This is a USB powered fan that you plug into your phone. And you can blow air on yourself with your phone.
I like it. Did you get that at the arcade?
Yep.
We did. It's actually pretty good. It's a pretty good trinket.
So if you leave that thing on,
yeah,
like for the duration of the show, will it toast your battery? If you does it burn battery?
Probably. But who knows? You know what? I'll leave it running.
Probably, but it's too shitty for me to actually use it.
Well, no, Mike, I will leave it running. Right now, I am at 86% on battery.
Okay.
So we'll see where it gets at the end of the show.
It's a
besides,
good experiment.
I enjoy the breeze.
Now,
and then we went to a lot of other restaurants that were closed for dinner.
That really sucks, Outer Banks. Get your shit together.
Yeah, I hear you. I think you're absolutely
come on now,
right.
You know?
So we ended up at a small taqueria.
Jericho Jett, I hope so. I hope I will be deeply missed.
You will be missed. Yeah,
I do obsess about, like, retirement and age lately. My wife says I do that on websites a little bit, and I should stop doing it.
But, you also spent your today with old people who are also in the same mindset.
Yeah, but these old people are fun people. They're good people.
Because they don't have jobs. They don't have responsibilities.
Oh, and they've got you to give them money.
Just have to go back to the home.
And they're
so
fucking rich. It's insane. Yes.
But as rich as they are, let's say your bet with them was $20. That $20 means more to them.
Oh, you bet you're right. Don't leave without ponying up that money. So now we are at, go ahead.
What's interesting about traveling with Rob is everyone is his friend. So it doesn't matter if it's a parking lot at the Wright Brothers Museum, if it's a coming out of a restaurant, if we get seated at the bar, the person's a friend next to him. The waiter's his friend. He talks
everyone. I saw Josh shake his head a couple times because he was not accustomed to that. And I explained that it used to be worse
when I
drank.
Josh is the kind of guy that goes to the hibachi restaurant, the Japanese restaurant, the Japanese steakhouse, and says nothing to the group of five next to them.
No, mm-hmm. I will comment. But Rob is the type of guy.
Comment. Josh's comment is, I'm sorry my wife couldn't
say,
come.
Give me the chicken.
Two words, soup good.
Yep, chicken. No, but see, the thing is, Rob will just stop a guy in the middle of a parking lot and start talking to him. And instead of...
Do you think he's doing that for your benefit? Because I think sometimes Rob does that to entertain.
No, because at this point, I don't know if I throw the vehicle and
I don't know if I throw if I throw this vibe, because one guy at Kitty Hawk pulled me aside. I did not engage...
Did he have a big handlebar mustache and a funny wool hat?
It's funny you ask, because it was dressed up in all the memorabilia.
Yeah, he had a Kitty Hawk...
the Wright Brothers hat and shirt.
T-shirt and everything. And we're wondering... Is this guy's thing? Does he put on his Wright Brothers clothes and come to Kitty Hawk
Maybe
and just hang out?
He wanted to come back to the big house.
He probably did.
Well, here we go again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is Rob the poser? What does that mean?
A poser would be pretending to be something that I'm not.
There seems to be a little post Labor Day angst in the chat group today.
Yeah,
everyone's sad
that
summer
energy
is over. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Josh, I think, got tired of the fact that I was friendly to everybody. And I told him it used to be worse when I was drinking. And he said, I can imagine. But we got past it and then back. And Sunday, we got up and we recorded another show. Or was that Sunday night? When did we do
that? I think that was Sunday night. We recorded a show Sunday night.
And we did another arcade that we were dissatisfied with. We did not care for the second arcade.
And what was the problem with it?
Equipped with games.
Yeah, game quality.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
We like the waterfall games. They didn't have them.
Yeah. Did you, and here's the biggest question, kind of a segue to later in the show, which I will touch on, of course. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be doing my job. Did you watch any baseball with Mr. Soroka?
No. No. We didn't watch any live sports programming. I did notice, however.
He did. I know he did.
Well,
I did not.
Even when.
What do you mean you did not?
Mike, I don't know if you know this, but my team sucks. They lost 2 games to the Rockies. I checked out. I monitored the scores, but I never turned the ball game on.
So I do the same thing with the Red Sox.
They lost the games before the mm-hmm. first inning.
He has a smart screen in his, because he didn't have the Tesla.
I'm going to do an impression. I'm going to do a charade here, Rob.
Okay. All right.
What's this?
Is it a windshield wiper getting rid of the past?
No, let's say this is a hardwood floor.
Oh, sweeping it under the rug?
Sweep.
Oh, a sweep. Of course. Okay. Very good. Okay. So Josh was not.
Oh, my God, we're up on a break.
Okay, just let me close with this because you'll appreciate it. Josh did not have his Tesla. He drove his Ford truck, and it has like a smart screen in it. And no matter where we were driving, it always had the Orioles score on the smart screen.
Yeah, it's very depressing.
And I just said, hey, is that a current score? And that's when he'd go, yes.
Because
it never was in the right direction.
It's a drag. Well, we've got more show to come up here. And, for the chat group, thanks for your love. Thanks for your hate. Thanks for participating. That's all that matters. Yeah. We will take a short one here and then come back with some tidbits for you, because a lot of, including some very nasty stuff, happened over the weekend. We'll be right back, everybody. If you love the show and you want an incredibly easy way to support us without spending an extra dime, we got you covered. Before you do your Amazon shopping, and let's be honest, who isn't buying something on Amazon? Start through our Amazon link. That's it. Same prices, same Prime, same late night impulse purchases. The only difference? Amazon kicks a little something back to help support this podcast. Anything you require, from the mundane to the super sexy, we're not judging. Just click our Amazon link first and shop like you normally do. You'll find the link right on our website, tmospodcast.com. You can also access it with our brand new app right from your telephone. Ring a ding ding. It takes 2 seconds, costs you absolutely nothing extra, and genuinely helps keep the show rolling. So before you Amazon, think of us. Click the link, shop away, and thank you for keeping the microphones on. Next time you Amazon, start at tmospodcast.com or with the new TMOS app. Shop, support, repeat, and we thank you. Right to the music for the news. The tidbits coming your way right now, ladies and gentlemen. We start today with the Amazon cargo plane crash in Miami. It is now the focus of a major NTSB investigation. The Amazon Air Boeing 767 overran the runway at Miami International Airport Sunday and crashed into 2 vehicles. 5 people on the ground were killed and 5 others were injured. Both pilots survived. Investigators have recovered the flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder, and they are now trying to figure out exactly why the plane couldn't stop. It was a weird thing. I watch continuously videos of takeoffs and landings. Right. I enjoy it. I love aviation. I like watching it. There's a guy, Captain Steve, who is on the air.
Doesn't he
regularly
own KCJJ?
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, well, the plane kind of crashed. Sorry.
Another former friend. Anyway, it was,
Mike, if they let it go, you didn't need them.
We could talk about that.
Your real friends are still here.
No, because it's not the right time. They're trying to figure out why the plane couldn't stop. Well, the plane couldn't stop because it was going 170 miles per hour when it landed.
Yeah.
That's about 35 miles an hour over the speed that it should be going at. That's not the news story. That's me knowing this from doing the research that I did.
Looking for your packages.
Absolutely. The plane, my watches, the plane traveled about 1,300 feet beyond the runway. The thing that's sad about this is that the people on the plane survived, but the people that were killed were on the ground. And that just sucks. The NTSB is also looking at weather. Now, when I watched one video angle, you've got that black thunderhead crap that you get down here in Florida where it's super intense and you never know what's going to happen. But they said it might have had a tailwind, but they'll check it out. Weather, pilot performance, the aircraft, and the runway to find out what's happening. everywhere. So that's it. Very sad that that happened.
It's really, is it? It's uncommon that the casualties would be not on the plane, right? That doesn't. I can't think of incidents where that would be.
That a pilot would continue to try to land when he's floating above the runway and he's not able to put the plane down, and they're halfway across the runway. I don't know what the fact that the pilot survived. You'll find out a lot more about what happened in this situation, and it'll help people learn. So we'll see what's happening. Have you heard about Hurricane Lowell?
No.
Well, that's because it's in Hawaii, and it's
Saw the weather in Hawaii. Like, that's crazy.
Unusually powerful for that part of the Pacific. Lowell was passing just west of Niihau, I think, with winds around 110 miles per hour. Kauai and other islands are dealing with damaging winds, heavy rain, and powerful waves. Officials have warned about flash flooding. Honolulu is closed. They have closed city offices and non-essential services for today because of the storm. The good news is that Lowell is expected to weaken as it moves away. But that's where they're getting all the hurricanes out of the Pacific right now. We're not getting that many in the Atlantic basin. So that's good for us.
I guess. But, you know, for the people of Hawaii who are not experienced with stuff like that, that must really suck because they did not move there for that kind of stuff. They want sunny and perfect.
Very, very strange that it's happening right now. Let's move on to a sports story for me. Giants news.
Oh,
Giants
good.
News. The Giants just cut their longest tenured player 6 days before the NFL season starts. New York released wide receiver Darius Slayton, who had been with the team since being drafted in 2019. He played 106 games for the Giants starting
1987 to the team. He's been with them for 39 seasons.
He was drafted in 2019, and he started 78 of the 106 games. He finished his New York career with 296 catches, 4,435 yards, and 22 touchdowns. Timing is pretty brutal. New head coach John Harbaugh hasn't even coached his first regular season game yet, and one of the longest tenured guys in the building is gone. And I say, as a Giants fan, bye-bye!
It doesn't seem like, I mean, that's a good long run, but not like he should be the one who's been with the team the longest, huh?
Well, I mean, he also was with a very unsuccessful team most of the time.
The team hasn't been good, so there's turnover.
Okay. Yeah,
a lot of turnover. And by the way, the Giants open against Dallas Sunday night.
America's team, Mike.
Yeah.
Both in that legendary NFC East.
Rob said to me last week, he said, listen, I love your tidbits, but can you please, please, please get some more news about Kelly Ripa on the show?
I've been asking you for years, Mike, please. Well,
she's back on TV after a month-long absence, and the reason is one of those things that makes everyone over 50 say, yep, that's going to happen to me. Ripa missed more than a month after having a gum grafting procedure that she said was necessary because she had been over brushing her teeth.
We talked about this. That's
my teeth now that I got these fixed, though. I get back to it. Don't they look good?
They do.
I don't think you can over brush your teeth.
And I also don't think
you can damage your gums if you go crazy on it. You know?
I don't think this is the reason she was out.
Why do you think she was out?
Well, I mean, we talked about this when we first broached it last week. I've had gum grafting surgery. It's not something that's going to make you miss a month of work. It's not even that unsightly.
So is anything else noticeably different?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a big rack now.
I was going to say. Yeah,
no, she doesn't. The procedure was painful enough that she wasn't even allowed to talk while she recovered. She had actually put the procedure off
for
5 years.
Her husband paid for that.
Well, they worked together.
Yeah.
Basically, Kelly Ripa spent years brushing her teeth so aggressively that her teeth eventually filed a workers' comp claim. Ha, ha, ha. That's a press release.
She used to pretend that her teeth were Regis, and she brushed them hatefully.
Hi there. Hi. This is Regis Philbin.
Scrub-a-dub-dub.
Three men in a tub.
I wonder if Regis brushed his teeth violently because they were still in the cup.
There they are. My dentures. I like Julia Garner. She was on that show about the Ozarks.
Yeah. Ozark, not plural. Sorry.
Ozark. She's giving an update on the Madonna biopic that she's starring in.
That's right. I forgot
and
about
it
that.
It sounds like she's still very much preparing to play the pop star. Garner, who became well known for Ozark, says the Madonna project, Madonna. Is still something she wants to do. She also talked about wanting to move back to New York, which is kind of perfect for someone preparing to play one of the most famous New Yorkers ever. The biopic has had a long and very public development process, so fans are still waiting to see exactly what this version of Madonna's story will look like. You're just going to have to wait and see what's going on. So,
but don't forget, she also played the imposter girl. In that movie where she pretended
Anna
to be,
Delvey.
That's it. Thank you for remembering.
Did I get the name right?
I think you did, yeah.
I think it's Anna Delvey. Here's a new one for the adults. Finally today, apparently people are getting too lazy for sex. A new piece looking at the state of modern dating.
Not this weekend.
not on the Outer Bangs.
Outer Bangs.
A new piece, I stole that from the comments.
That's fine.
A new piece looking at the state of modern dating says people are experiencing so much dating fatigue that sex and romance are starting to feel like another item on the to-do list. The article calls it, they call it sexual laziness. Basically, people want the benefits of a sex life without having to put in any of the work. And honestly, I get it. Some people don't want foreplay anymore. They just, you know, want a scheduling link. Are you free Thursday between 8:15 and 8:40? Please confirm. And then bingity bangity, come to the Outer Banks.
Google will put it on your calendar for you.
Exactly. Right,
that'll be good for society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, strong.
Well, the big question for this show, has sex become too much work? Don't ask me. I'm an old man. Because if you're at the point where you need to send your spouse a calendar invite to get naked, we may, Houston, have a problem. So, yeah. I don't know.
You might be a redneck.
Well, isn't sometimes, I've certainly experienced being on the receiving end of someone who is too tired. Doesn't want to expend the energy.
I'm usually exhausted after the begging.
Yeah, you're tired after that.
Sure.
There's too much emotional activity
for you. I
have
to get down on my knees and beg, and then it's like, I'm just going to stay here. It's all good.
Sorry. I'll just sit here and eat my my saltwater taffy, honey.
Oh, I did buy some taffy down there.
Oh, you did?
Delicious.
Delicious taffy. Sticks to your teeth.
It does.
All right. Anyway, we'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Meara Show. But first, we talked about it. We talked about gummies and beverages. Soul really nailed it, ladies and gentlemen. They nailed it with their mood gummies. They've nailed it with their beverages. You need a pick-me-up, a wind-me-down, or something right in the middle. Soul has a gummy for every situation. Get Soul, people. We want you to do that. And we've talked about it for a very, very long time on this show. It's a wonderful outfit. Don't you agree, Rob?
It's the best. You know,
it's a fine
and
outfit.
It's not just me and Josh. Carrie loves it too. And if you need sometimes just a little pick-me-up, it's exactly, it's not going to make you feel high.
Yeah.
It's not going to make you slur your words or stare at the ceiling. It's just going to give you that little lift that you need.
Yeah,
and it's amazing.
Is the name of it. It brings a bright, social, energizing buzz, perfect for daytime plans or beating that afternoon slump. If you are ready to shut it down, there's another one, Mellow. It's perfect for cozy nights, just like Josh Rob.
Yeah, cozy nights at the beach for Labor Day weekend.
Kicking back. And fully unplugging.
Wait a second. This isn't taffy.
And for that just right anytime vibe balance. Gives an easy, versatile feel when you're eating your pastries in the morning. Especially nice with your favorite podcast, Three Moods.
Yes.
Three perfectly crafted formulas. Three great days.
The Mellow one is great when you just turn to someone and with very, very little energy, you just say, every one of these have been touched by a listener. Enjoy.
Same great taste. Whatever mood you're in, Soul has a gummy for it. Plus, Spiewak and Soroka, give them two Outer Banks. Way up.
Thumb up.
Soul is a wellness brand that makes delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products designed to make feeling good simple. This is not me. This is our chat group that did this to me.
Yeah, you're right.
Their new mood gummies have precise dosing, clean ingredients.
And no one saw that coming.
And formulations designed for predictable effects. So you can choose how you want to feel while staying in control.
Yes.
Somebody's trying to make you lose control.
Any bedroom you like.
Right now.
This one doesn't have a lock on the door, but it's very comfortable bed.
Right now. Right now, Soul is offering
our audience... Why am I playing along? This is not
30%
right.
30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com. Use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com. Promo code TMOS for 30% off. I got a call from the head of Michael's school last week, and he was talking about Michael doing the broadcast for the varsity football team, and it made Daddy proud. I was very happy to get the nice call from the head of the school, and he's a D.C. guy who used to listen to me when we were doing the Don and Mike show back in the day. So thank you, Rick. I appreciate that. And we were talking about that. So Carl and I decided instead of watching their online broadcast of the game, which is really cool to hear my son doing the play-by-play, we'd head out to the ball yard and see what was going on. Wow.
Do they have to pay? Do you have to pay for tickets?
No,
in high school, you have to pay for tickets.
If you're showing the colors, and I was wearing a shirt for the school, they didn't make me do that.
Wearing it as a tank top.
How does the high school think about alcohol at the football games?
No. None that I'm aware of. Good. If there is, good. If you snuck it in a flask or you had a big gulp cup with something in there, maybe. But I don't know anything. I don't know anything about that.
Nobody knew.
So we get in there, and Josh knows what I'm talking about, but even where Josh is, down where we are down in Southwest Florida, the heat is, it's stupid hot.
It's oppressive.
It's so stupid hot. This was 93 degrees with the sun down. This was hot.
That's insane.
It's insane, and we were in the bleachers. Michael was in the press box above us.
Press box, air conditioning?
Air conditioning press box. When we went up, stopped in to see him, and I got a, get out.
Yep.
Dad, get out.
Sure, certainly.
And then we sat
down. Was that because you were trying to get on Mike? He's pushing you away?
I would have.
It's because Mike pulled a stool up and sat in front of the air conditioning register.
Hi, everybody.
Right, you're blocking the fan.
You're blocking the air, Dad.
It was so hot. But anyway, I've never seen this on television. I've never seen this in college football, pros, high schools that I have been, college games I've seen. It doesn't matter. Live, TV. Michael's school put up a 60 spot. 60 zip. In the first half.
Wow.
The other team chose not to come out for the second half. That's how bad it was. And
coaching. Really good to show the spirit of the sportsmanship.
I don't know what the deal was, because there's no mercy rule that I'm aware of. I don't think so.
A lot of times when you get to like a 30-point differential, they'll go to a running clock. Where there's no, the clock just runs and you play the rest of the game.
You got that from your days doing Tuscarora.
I forget the discrepancy, but when it is a blowout, they go to a running clock.
You know, I don't know what the deal is.
It's football, so I assume it's a bunch of kids beat up in the locker room refusing to go back out there.
I don't know what it was, but it was sad. You felt bad for the other team. You kind of were pissed off at our home coach for running it up when he did. I don't know what the deal was. I don't even know if it was a formal, because the half ended, players were walking off the field, and then we heard that's it.
Orioles ever done that, like after the sixth inning, Josh?
Well, I believe I've told you before, I sat through a 30-3 loss.
Oh.
So, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
Wow. 60-0. So, a challenge.
Do you really feel bad that the coach ran up the score? I think the coach should be allowed to run up the score.
No. There's
a
code.
Poor sportsmanship to run up the score.
There's a code. You don't do that, especially in football.
Well,
you don't run up the score.
If he has to cover the spread.
But he also he has plenty of backups that should have all been out on that field.
You're right.
Yeah, and I think that's what would have happened in the second half, but who knows?
In the third quarter, they were going to actually sub in the lacrosse team.
When you're wearing a synthetic golf shirt that feels like you have jumped into the deep end of a pool, every parent in those bleachers was grateful that we did not have a second half. It is There's nothing more tedious. There's nothing more tedious than a blowout in any sport. You know?
How crabby was the mood in the bleachers? Because you were probably surrounded mostly by parents, right?
There was one particular grandfather of the home team, of our team, that was pissed off. Did not like it. Did not like that they ran up the score. So I don't know. I haven't heard about any other feedback. You know, it's he's in middle school. They go to high school at this place, but you know, they don't hear anything. They don't know what's going on. So nobody really knew.
But is blowing out the other team like that is where suddenly the winning coach is the bad guy.
Yeah, and can get
fired for a move like that and stuff, because he's supposed to be teaching those kids sportsmanship, and it's the whole thing about high school sports is supposed to make adults, and that's not how you do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Foresee that kind of discrepancy this Sunday night with the Giants and the Cowboys?
You know, I'll be honest with you.
Yes.
I'm nervous already because the Giants are such a big deal in our house. The Giants are more of our team now than the Red Sox are, although we love Red Sox baseball. It's freaking me out because we've had so much pain as far as sports fans. So we'll see what happens. But it's, you know, Dallas has been a big part of inflicting that pain on my team. So, and of course, it's the night game. So I'll have to figure out how to, you know, stay up.
Are they playing in New York City, or are they playing in that beautiful
Dallas stadium?
That is a good question.
I think it's in Dallas.
Probably.
I think it's in Dallas's ass.
Gorgeous facility.
That's where it is. So anyway,
Well then, hey.
Come on over here, son. Back from school.
Here he is, the mouth of the South, the voice of your
football team. Why don't you put on headphones so the guys can talk to you? All right? So
while
you can
he does
talk
that,
about your
Mike,
broadcast. Yes.
The fan has been running continually, and we've gone from 86% to 78%. So it's not really burning through the battery as much as I thought it would.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Apologies, there is no headphones.
Did you steal them?
I use them.
Okay, lean over. Lean over and say hi. They can't talk to you.
Hey there, godson. How are you?
He said, hey there, godson. How are you?
Good.
Good. How do you fill time in a 60-0 game?
Rob wants to know how you fill time in a 60-0 game.
There's no time to fill when it's constant scores.
That's true.
What did you just eat? You smell like burrito.
Yeah, exactly.
You had a burrito?
Yeah.
Okay.
Delicious.
I thought you had a hot dog for lunch.
Did he make one for you?
Did you make one for me?
No.
Selfish. Okay. Others.
See you later. There he goes. All right. He wants to just hang.
Yeah.
He just wants to hang. So anyway.
He wants to breathe burrito breath on you.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Do you just want to hang in here while I'm doing the show? Are you going to miss this when Daddy doesn't do this anymore?
Yeah.
Thanks, Michael. You're not being in it. You're saying one word answers.
You need to be specific because you didn't say, are you going to miss Dad doing the show? Or are you going to miss when Dad breathes?
Love you.
Bye. What are you going to miss?
He can't hear you.
I know.
Love you.
There you go. Love you.
That's
love
about you. As much work as he put into the TikTok you posted over the weekend.
Yeah.
As he just sat there.
Right. A lot of views on that, too. I don't know what the formula is, Josh. I really don't know what the formula is. Who knows?
Perhaps the formula.
The show.
Okay,
the formula has to be the disinterested preteen.
That preteen.
Everyone loves that.
We're up on another one because we just have to hustle. That's the way we do this. So let's come back, and I will talk to Rob Spiewak about pheromone maxing.
You know Hopefully what? That's a good segue from that burrito. Actually,
very good.
It is.
God knows what that's about. Yeah. I got no idea. But I do have an idea that we're doing our final voyage.
Yes.
The Mike O'Mara Show has been part of your life for a good long time. Years. So did you really think we'd just say goodbye and go home? Hell no. We're going to paradise from January 21st through the 25th. Join the TMOS gang as we set sail from Tampa to Cozumel for 4 days of sun, sea, swag, meet and greets, laughs, and one very big piece of podcast history. History about this show. Somewhere out there on the high seas, we're doing something we've never done before. The final episode of the Mike O'Mara Show podcast. Live with you in the audience. No rerun, no do-over, no second chance. This is the one. So if TMOS has been part of your life, come be part of our grand finale. Come hang out with the gang, soak up some sun, share some laughs, and help us send this show off the only way we know how, together. Let's pack this place, because an event like this only happens once in a lifetime. Get all the details at tmospodcast.com or call 800-814-7100. Use group code 4435 and tell them you're with the TMOS Group. Book today to lock in your price. We've spent years making the show. Now let's make one last memory together. We want you there. The final voyage, there it is. We'll be on the Margarita Village Sea. Looking forward to seeing you.
Excited that my daughter is coming. That's a total surprise.
Julia, thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing you, and I'll have updates on Elizabeth and Catherine. I know Elizabeth's planning on coming, and we have to dial them both in, especially Catherine. Bring the new boyfriend, Catherine. Go ahead. Bring the new boyfriend.
You think?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
The first time I meet him.
I could get Robert he's available. He could come along. Okay. Wouldn't that be funny if we became in-laws somehow through some weird mix?
What's the age difference? Catherine's 30.
Well, Robert is not near as much as you and Carla. Robert's 23.
Yeah. Why am I talking about
older woman?
So when you mention this, Mrs. Robinson, I've been trying to seduce me. Okay, you mentioned this to me, and I immediately felt dread.
You should.
Okay, lay it on me. I'm not going to say anything else.
Are you familiar with the notion of pheromones? And don't make a joke about Farrah Fawcett.
I mean, I know that they're like they're things that people can smell and get all
not
sexed up about. Is that what it
really
is?
Per se. It's more of an animal in the animal community where they're ready to mate and they put out a musky scent or some sort of indicating scent that they're ready to breed, and that's called pheromones. Now, keep in mind, it has never
sunflower seeds.
It has never been established anywhere that people respond to pheromones. They just draw the parallels in the animal kingdom. Now,
nice beaver.
Beavers have pheromones. How about that?
No.
But
playing with my sound.
The thing about the pheromones is that people embraced this notion. Now, do you remember we talked a couple months back about the looks maxing community, the people that were doing exercises to make their jaw look squarer? And
aren't they themselves to make their
to break the
bones?
Yeah.
Really weird. Michael's talked about that crap.
Okay. So now they find that Generation Z men are pheromone maxing, which means skipping showers, foregoing deodorant, ditching washing their hair.
Because what girls want.
They say they're embracing their natural musk because that is pheromone maxing.
You know what I smell like today?
What's that?
Cigar
football game?
Cigars.
Oh, God, there is nothing worse. Are you still smoking cigars?
No.
No.
The guy next to me was.
Oh. Which means it's cigar and old man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, you know what? I can't even tell you why.
Ted Lasso has been replaced by cigar.
Mike, I can't tell you why. I don't know why, but I just hate the smell of cigars. I don't know what it is.
Can't imagine why that is, Rob.
I just imagine how unpleasant it would be. Let's say you got picked up by a town car or a limousine and the windows were all rolled up and it was cold outside, but someone still had the notion of smoking a cigar in the car with the windows rolled up.
Well, it's cold.
It is cold.
Yay. Yeah. Yay.
But there is no proof that people respond to pheromones. Now, I got to know, the only thing we dealt with Robert, and this is about when he was 14 or 15, and he's gotten much better, is he was a clean kid. He didn't do, like, musky stuff, but he lived in Axe body spray.
Well,
and
I mean,
that, to me, is almost as bad.
Yeah.
You have a cologne shelf.
Oh, I forgot about that.
In my son's bedroom, and Josh knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
here.
And the middle school boys don't know that a little goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. And it is, I mean, I would venture to say there are hundreds of dollars worth of cologne on this shelf in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the good stuff. They like the good stuff.
And I would guess that if I had my eyes closed, I could tell when he walked in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they load it
because
up.
Because it's that strong.
It's better than doing what you're suggesting, Rob.
Yeah, that's right. You're
not
right.
Well, showering and being gross.
But what do you say to a TikTok influencer that says, and I quote, "I stopped using cologne and I've been getting more compliments on my disgusting onion smell than ever. The reason you can't pull baddies," I guess that's women, "the reason you can't pull baddies is because you wear cologne and deodorant." So they're saying that this bad smell, this horrible teenage funk, is drawing the baddies, the good-looking broads.
Oh,
probably not the right type of girls.
Exactly. No, though I think that's total BS. I think that's an absolute manufactured situation because, I mean, good, nice smelling cologne is nice smelling cologne. Okay. BO is BO.
I like the notion of Josh saying it attracts the wrong type of woman.
The wrong type of baddie.
Yeah. Some sort of someone of loose morals.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason he's using that slang, baddies.
Yeah. Right. I just meant baddies. Women that can't smell.
Yeah. Bad olfactory senses.
Yeah.
And she probably smells too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Down there.
Sometimes it's too late.
Why did I say that?
That's I don't know.
That was really,
I was going to actually on that one, I was going to be the one who didn't push it too far.
Nice beaver.
And Mike jumped right over the desk. So also,
hi, everybody.
Don't be tricked into buying what you see. I think they're most often on the counters of convenience stores. Pheromone perfumes. They don't work. You cannot put on something with a secret smell that's going to draw the baddies to you. It's not proven that it works for...
Just go get one of those Costco Vidalia onions. Rub that in your crotch.
Let them make sure that it has sprouted.
Right.
And then pull the bloom off and go to town.
Shorties.
Then you'll pull some baddies.
Oh, man. The baddies are fine, but I like me the shorties.
Oh, shorties. Yo, king. Yas, king.
Hoo-ah!
Watch out for that if you got a smelling kid. That's yuck.
You.
That's yuck. Is
keep
what
us
that
posted
is.
On that one. I'd like to know what's going on, please.
I shall, yes.
We will take a short one, and when we come back, do you have some... I never played mine. Can I play mine for you when we start the beautiful video?
Mike, for the first time in the history of beautiful video, I will let the lead video go to a guest.
I'm excited. I get to do the first video.
Welcome to my world.
I can't tell you how special that is. Hey, everybody, there are two kinds of people in this world. People who have tried Jot Hot Wing Sauce and people who need to get their act together. The Mike O'Mara Show has teamed up with Jimmy's Old Town Tavern to put some heat in your meat. Jimmy's award-winning Jot Hot is the real deal.
I put some behind my ears to attract baddies.
Oh, you won't get any baddies with that. You're going to smell like funk. Jimmy's Jot Hot, now available for your very own refrigerator. Just go to jimmystavern.com, click Jot Wing Sauce, and have a bottle headed you your way in no time. Wings, obviously. Burgers, absolutely. Chicken, hell yes. Straight from the bottle at 2 a.m. That's between you and your God.
Your God.
It'll be okay. And here's the beautiful part. Use code TMOS at checkout. Save a buck and support the show while you're at it. So get yourself some Jot Hot at jimmystavern.com. Jot Hot. Put some heat in your meat. All hail the king of wings. And please, sauce responsibly.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
All right, I get to set up the first one today and saw this over the weekend and... You know, there's something about a group of buddies that are on a road trip together.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this was prearranged. I don't know if this was the purpose of the video in itself. I don't know. I don't care. Okay. Funny is funny. This is a group of guys. And I think they are in what is referred to, at least I'm going to refer to it as, the Ugly Pants Club, where these dudes... decide that they are going to go to the men's room at an airport and change into ugly pants. Tell me if you like this as much as I did. Roll it, Josh. Here we go.
Oh, that's like a them. Kilt.
But they buy them for each other, right?
They buy them for each other.
They are having a blast.
I start like...
Oh, no.
This is so funny. There he is.
Oh, crocheted. Not good.
It's so funny. And they're all size red, too.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Oh, wow. Sparkly.
There he is. Look at that. Oh, they're having fun.
Literally rolling on the floor.
I'm having fun, too. Imagine if you were in that airport, you could have fun, too.
Oh, I love it.
Here we go. It gets better.
Oh, no. Elephant pants. I'm not going to say where the trunk is.
Oh, just some buds. Have a little fun, folks.
Oh, pink flare is almost like a petticoat.
This might be the only one that was truly ill-fitting. Look at the high water mark on these.
Yeah.
Oh, they all have their pants on. Ugly pants exchange. Now, that one looks like something you two could have worn in the Outer Banks.
Did wear.
There we go.
Yeah.
Don't know where they got them, but they sure had fun.
That last set looks like it might be homemade.
Take a look.
Oh, dear.
Hello.
There are more pants than there are guys, so each one had to have brought more than one pair of pants.
It's a beautiful thing.
There's one set of pants per guy.
Oh, that's so funny.
Seemed like there was more pants than people.
No, they were having a good time. Anyway, take it away, Rob Spiewak. Thank you for letting me do that.
Mike, you know, one of the things that you need to focus on is in life, especially now that you're looking into changing your lifestyle and you want to prolong your life, is nutrition.
Yes.
And I've been watching and doing some research on proper foods that you can eat to extend your life. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll, even though this is an older piece of tape, I think you'll appreciate the health benefits here.
Okay.
Thousands of pounds of wieners are produced daily at Hormel. Boneless beef and pork are the selected meats used in the manufacture of Hormel wieners. All raw materials are kept under constant cold temperatures. The meat is dumped into this huge grinder, which is capable of handling loads up to 1,000 pounds.
It looks like an anus.
So nasty.
Yeah.
Freshly ground meat arrives from the grinder. The operator handles the grinding, scaling, and conveying of meat to the blender.
There we go.
I'm fascinated. I'm just waiting to see one of the attendants light up a cigarette. Let's watch a little more of it.
Probably
it's
the same way they make them now, right?
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, just less people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Blending is now taking place.
Oh, the blending, Mike. The blending of the wieners.
And the seasoning drop.
Yes, don't forget that.
The Hormel Batchmaster at the electronic control panel.
Didn't they used to call you at AU the Batchmaster?
Yes, I was. You mount down at the McDowell Terrace.
You've got a 2 o'clock appointment.
The Batchmaster is in residence.
The Batchmaster's
the standard formula on the dials. The V-doggers are activated. And the exact amounts of meat needed to make the prescribed batch are now brought together.
Okay. This is thrilling.
Where's the
meat
seasoning?
Ingredients are weighed on this scale belt en route to...
Oh, dear. You know what? There was a flaw in the film.
And it's
what's the stuff
now
on the left?
That's got to be the seasoning.
Spices.
Yeah,
formulated in our own flavoring department.
Yeah, but also when it looked like there was like red meat and white meat, was that just fat that they were putting into the...
I'm wondering the same thing. It was just fat.
Oh,
lovely. But sometimes they have hot dogs where it's a mix of meats, where it's just beef, where it'll be like chicken and pork.
Hey, somebody woke up during the show. Isn't that special?
You know I love hot dogs.
He's talking hot dogs, absolutely.
He perks up. That's funny. When it's on one of the subjects he likes... He sits more upright.
Before our final video, Mike, I know we have our organist that we love, Florian Hutter.
Oh, I love Florian, absolutely.
However, maybe step aside, Florian, because here comes Franz Lambert.
Oh.
Yeah, hold on, let me turn him up here.
Franz,
hold
good,
on. Sorry.
Looks like he's got good technique.
He's all over the manuals. Look at this. He's more of a showman.
Great shirt.
He sings.
I love the organ.
I do too.
Isolate that.
Yeah. Josh said that this weekend. And he said, do you have more hot dog videos to watch?
Come on now.
Mike, we're going to close with this.
Okay.
There is a guy on the Las Vegas Raiders. His name is Max Crosby. He's a defensive end.
Great player.
And they asked him, they said, what is the most toxic fan base for a team? And, you know, I'm so accustomed to watching an NFL player prepare and give the same answers that they do in the press conference every week that's, like, approved by the team.
Yeah, okay. And he's a wild card. He's a cool guy, too.
Let's close with this. Max Crosby definitely offering some opinions.
As Herbert or Mahomes, like, I fucking terrorize them, and I'm barking in their ear doing all type of crazy shit. After games, especially if I have a big game or I'm talking shit or I have a moment. Like, I got a fucking late hit on Herbert this year. Mm. He was barking in my ear and I fucking shoved him and he went flying down. Their fan base came at me like, you fucking junkie crackhead motherfucker, like nonstop. And I'm like, damn. But they're crazy though. But that's just part of it. You know what I mean?
Who got the most like toxic fan base, you would say?
I think the Chargers, low key.
What?
Chargers do, because they got a smaller fan base. They started in San Diego, so it's more, you know, they're not really an LA team. They're not from LA. So their fans like feel like they need to be louder because they don't have as many, don't have numbers like us. So they're real toxic. And I respect it though, because like, if it pisses me off, that means they're probably doing a pretty good job of talking shit. And they don't stop. But fuck the Chargers and fuck all those teams.
Now, when he ends that with
my team right there,
when he says F the Chargers and F them all, don't you want to just see them like go back to Irv Cross and say, well, that's the opinion of
tell it like Max it is, Crosby. Dude.
We have the football season kicking off this week, so I wanted to let people know what's going on.
More football. Fantastic.
Heard that.
We got to get out of here. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you. Great comments today. Even the meme ones. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Appreciate the participation. Join us tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow around 4 p.m. Eastern time for another Mike O'Mara show. We are delighted to have you with us. For Josh Ciarocca and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
4 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
He was an overweight alcoholic who just happened to be one of the greatest pure passers in NFL history. Blah!